It is the Wake Up Call. Robbo here this morning. And to welcome back in 2021, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Good break and all that sort of stuff from your perspective?
Yeah, it was nice to have a... I had the between Christmas and New Year off, Robbo, so it was nice to get a few days off there, relax a little bit, you know, spend a bit of time with family and friends, so that was great.
Terrific.
Back into it now, though, so...
Yeah, and back into the first council meeting of 2021 on the 25th of this month.
Yeah, they're meeting next Monday evening, the council, so they'll have their first meeting for 2021. Can't allow people, the public, in just yet, Robbo. We're still, but we'll be live streaming via our website and through radio broadcast, so that'll be available for the community to tap into. We're actually finding that a lot more people are able to listen and watch via those live streaming methods that have come out of COVID, rather than the amount of people that would normally come to a council meeting. So that's been a good outcome. Not a huge amount on the agenda this month, Robbo, but a couple of planning matters and a few other things that we need to get the council to determine.
Yeah, and would it be fair to say that when you can allow people back into the chamber to watch it, you might still consider continuing with the live stream as well for those who can't get in?
Yeah, probably will, Robbo. It's been set up well and it runs well, so I expect that we will be continuing to do that, and it just provides access for everyone, if you want to put it that way. Yeah. Some people want to physically come and watch and sort of observe the close-up behaviour and how that all plays out, what the councillors are saying. Others happy to sit on their in front of their laptop or wherever that might be and tune into the specific piece of the council meeting that they might be interested in. So it works pretty well.
I wonder what you were going to say there when you said they can sit on their... devices, let's say that. Summer in the parks. I tell you what, this weekend would be a great time to be out and about, particularly in the evening time for summer in the parks.
Yeah, we're still rolling with summer in the parks, and what we've had to obviously adapt it to a COVID environment. People must book online, Robbo. The events that we've got planned, go on the Summer in the Parks, Bendigo Summer in the Parks website. People have to book tickets. They're free, but book tickets to be able to then go to the designated events. We're having them in areas where we can control crowd numbers. That's important. We've had to put those controls in place. So if anyone is interested in any of the events that are coming up in the Summer in the Parks program, please jump online. You cannot purchase a ticket at the gate. But again, they'll be very successful, those events. That's a much-loved program that runs through our summer period. And as we know, Bendigo's weather in summer is fantastic. And, yeah, as you say, in the evening, fantastic to get out and be amongst some of those activities.
Now, talking of the fact that it's heating up this weekend, heat health. You know, we talk about being prepared for fires and all other sorts of things, water safety, but heat health is really important.
Yeah, we're finding that more and more people are subject to the difficulties of living through hot environments. I just heard you talking to Jenny about the heat, 40 degrees and so on. It's something that we all need to take care of each other. Plenty of water, consume plenty of water, stay out of the direct heat, look after your neighbours, check in on your friends, check in on those perhaps those older people in our community through times when the heat in our is going to escalate, and we're looking at sort of 40 plus for a couple of days, Sunday, Monday. So look out for that and look out for each other.
Indeed. And the only thing that frustrates me is, particularly as we get older, water is more important to us in keeping hydrated, but it seems like the amount of water intake is directly proportional then to the amount of times we're going to spend a penny.
Well, that perhaps keeps you a little bit exercised as well, Robert.
That's it. Exactly. In an emergency, what's your plan? I see this point listed, and it's quite an interesting one too, I think.
Yeah, so we've probably seen ads on the TV about, you know, the fire alerts and, you know, thinking ahead, not waiting for something to happen. So everyone should have a bit of a plan, whether it's a formally written plan or, you know, something that they've agreed in their household of what would they do if, particularly perhaps some of those people that live closer to vegetated areas, you know, the national parks and state parks that are around Bendigo and in our other parts of our municipality. So it's really just making sure that people have a look and a think about what they might do if there was a fire event, a flood event. The emergency.vic.gov.au, the Vic Emergency app, is also a great tool to be able to get alerts about what might be happening, what's coming our way from a weather or an emergency perspective.
Okay, and finally, and fairly quickly, online survey, Master Plan Malone Park closing Friday.
Yeah, Morong's growing very quickly. Malone Park's the main recreation reserve in Morong, and we want to talk to the community, we want to hear the community's input into what the reserve should look like in the future. Morong's going to grow to 8,000 people. We need to accommodate that from a recreation perspective, so we're looking for people's feedback. Visit our website and go on under Your Say, and there'll be a survey there that people can fill out and help inform us as to what we might look for in a future rec reserve out there.
Lovely stuff. Craig, great to have you back for 2021. All the very best. Enjoy the council meeting, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you, Robbo.
Good on you. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.